And we are joined live this morning by Marcy Moriarty with the RCM, the SPCA, I'm sorry. Now, Marcy, this has got to be one of the worst cases you've ever heard of.
It's true. I mean, I've said that in the past when cases have come up, but honestly, when I read this document, I was horrified.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be an animal lover to even work for the SPCA. What were the thoughts that went through your mind when you found out?
Well, to be honest, unfortunately, I was, I was familiar with, the dog sledding industry, especially the one, for tourists, and the fact that there's hundreds of dogs being kept on these compounds that people don't see. There are many of them, and they do, quote-unquote, cull the odd time. I don't think the word cull is appropriate with respect to dogs. Usually it's, with cows or wildlife the euthanization is done in a certain way. These dogs, it would be improper to say euthanized for the majority of them. That implies a humane death. And the description that this employee gives, the way some of these dogs died, they were in a significant amount of pain at the time.
Okay, and what would be next for the society?
Well, we'll definitely be launching a full investigation. Our constables will go up. It's challenging. Of course, this happened back in April. And so I really wish we'd been contacted then, to be quite honest, when WorkSafe started to look into this. But, we'll hopefully be able to locate this quote-unquote mass grave where the dogs were buried and maybe get some evidence necropsy reports. The descriptions and how this individual, some of the dogs, how he killed them, with a knife or missed shots, that's criminal code. Absolutely. Under the criminal code, it is an offense to cause pain and suffering to an animal. Same with under the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act. So, yes, okay, I understand why he had PTSD after this. Did he have to do this? No. Do I also think the company and whoever ordered it are morally responsible? Absolutely.
So from a criminal perspective, ultimately it would be your hope then that we do see some kind of charges result from this?
Yes. You know what? There's when you have a case that is this horrific, I'm sorry, but I do think the law needs to be involved.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Marcy Moriarty with the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty Against Animals commenting on a story that we're hearing out of Whistler this morning.